provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information or programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates, and we're going to be talking about, what are we going to be talking about this morning, Michael?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about sustainable development, my usual topic, but I'm also going to talk about some activities of mine involved with Santa Cruz land and how this new world concept of sustainable development has infringed here, there, and everywhere to really work toward abolishing private property. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how that has happened to me as a very typical circumstance facing landowners, not just in Santa Cruz, but around the country, and talk about how the abolition of private property is going to go right to the roots of what America was intended to be, and demonstrate by that how America really is in difficulty right now. And until we restore the principles upon which this country was founded, we're going to find ourselves in the deepening mess that we're already in. That's not a good thing for this generation or succeeding generations, because as private property abolishes, freedom itself will be lost, and as that happens, all of society is going to pay a very hefty price. And as we begin to explore the dynamics of the world sustainable movement, we begin to see how population is intended to be reduced, how control is intended to be maximized, and how freedom really becomes a thing of the past. As you're so free.
And I think it's so important that people realize that there are people who really want to control and reduce freedom and reduce the population, and they've got all sorts of crazy ideas, but they're organized, and not very many of them, but they're carefully organized, and they get their people elected to the city council and board of supervisors and planted in the bureaucracy, the local bureaucracy, thinking globally but acting locally to take away the freedom of the people. And we sort of shake our heads and we say, how did it happen? Well, it happened because they're organized, they know exactly what they're doing, and they have a different worldview. Go right ahead.
Well, that's certainly true. But the they that you referenced there includes so many of our friends and neighbors, even family members, because it is the ordinary population who has been coaxed and coerced into supporting this concept of sustainable development. And it's throughout the country, people on the right and people on the left of the political spectrum find themselves invariably in support of sustainability policies. And typically, the average citizen who works on sustainability councils has no idea of the big picture. They're merely sucked in because of something that they found that lured them into working for this globalist proposition. And yet, if they understood the nature of what's at the core and what the ultimate direction of sustainability policy would be, they'd certainly abandon it. So our job at Freedom Advocates is to try to encourage more and more people to understand the nature of the globalist movement as it's reflected through sustainability policy. And, of course, that policy comes at the international level. It comes at the national level. And every county in America now has a sustainable policy implementation that affects land use and affects our educational system and affects the system of controls that are being steadily put in place to manage everything that Americans do. And that's why it's so important to get the big picture of sustainability so that you understand how it comes into your community and what that means for what it is you need to be doing. Because there are places, well, Colorado's a tremendous example, where this sustainability policy is into your towns, and it's brought there most directly by an organization called ICLEI. Now, ICLEI is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. It's a UN-sanctioned NGO, that means non-governmental organization. NGOs are sanctioned by the United Nations for purposes of implementing sustainable policy wherever they go. Well, this ICLEI organization, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, is on every continent. Here in North America, it's headquarters in Toronto, Canada, with a subsidiary office in Berkeley, California. And ICLEI has signed contracts with 600 cities and counties from across the United States. Now, the purpose of these contracts is to take taxpayer monies paid over to the ICLEI organization so that ICLEI can come in with their, quote, toolbooks to rewrite community policy. So when your city signs a contract with ICLEI, your city then takes on the policy apparatus of the ICLEI organization. Now, that can mean different things to different communities, but in general, ICLEI claims to operate its policies in accordance with the necessities of climate change. So while much of the world has put the global warming arguments, which necessitate by their own call for a global government, the science behind global man-caused global warming is so weakened now that most of the world understands the kind of manipulation undertaken by UN IPCC scientists in making their claim of man-made global warming. But even though the national reputation for this bogus science is falling rapidly, at the local level, you have your communities, starting with New York City. Certainly, an original participant was our town of Santa Cruz. With these ICLEI contracts continuing to proceed toward local implementation of globalist policy, namely affecting the nature of private property, is being implemented in city after city in accordance with global warming policies directed by this ICLEI organization. So it's important to see how it is the globalists have hit our communities, how they've come in and literally hijacked the policy-making apparatus of your local government. You know, when they say global to local, think globally.
Hold that thought, and we'll be back in just a moment with Michael Schaub right here at the American Freedom Council.
C Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Jambalaya's reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning is Michael Shaw. We're talking about ICLEI. And, of course, it's vitally important you understand that they are working in your community. They may control it, probably do. But, you see, they're totally dedicated. They're willing to go to these meetings and sit there night after night and hear all of these unnecessary things and all the people getting up and complaining about what's going on. But people don't understand that a small group of people organized in groups all across America have infiltrated our governments and are using them to take away our freedom and establish this almost communal type of society with a ruling elite that will control every aspect of human endeavor. The enemy is not in Moscow. The enemy is not in Beijing. The enemy is not in a cave over in Pakistan. The enemy is in your city council and attending your county council meetings and working within the bureaucracy in your community. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, that's so true. And you may say, well, you know, so-and-so, he's on the city council. He's not a, you know, he's not a traitor to the American ideals. And gee, that may be a true statement in terms of the conscious awareness of your friend who's on the city council. But the reality is the politics of modern America is so strong, and it reflects itself through both political parties. So if you're an elected official and you're not going along with this official theme, well, you don't get your party support. You're not able to proceed in your elected office. And so most elected officials just kind of go along. They may not even know what they're doing, but they support policies. They have adopted a contract with ICLEI so that the city operation has become runs on its own energy and its own volition, and that energy and volition takes it right down the globalist path. And there's not a county in America that is not on that path or program. You say, well, there's only 600 cities that are members of ICLEI. And I say, that's true. Those are the pace setters. Those are the Santa Cruz's of the world. Those are the New York cities of the world. Big towns, small towns, all kinds of towns are members of ICLEI. And what happens is if a town near you becomes an ICLEI participant, then ICLEI quickly invades all of the regional councils that operate in your neighborhood. Most of these regional councils will cover several areas, maybe a regional water board or a regional air quality board. And if you've got a an Ickley city anywhere around you, I can guarantee you that your regional authorities are also being directed by Ickley. So even if you're not living in an official Ickley town, the policies that come from Ickley are adopted one way or another by your city council, your county board of supervisors, your local school boards, your local water boards, etc. It has permeated all things. You say, well, how can that happen? And I say, well, the answer to that is that power has become concentrated. And the way power got concentrated is that money is concentrated. And money is concentrated because we deal with, and have for nearly 100 years in this country, a dishonest monetary system that reflects itself in the form of debt owing to the creators out of thin air of this monetary system. A few international banking families control all that debt creation that is owing from people and from governments. And so when that kind of power accumulates, it centralizes, we can expect bad things to happen. And for over the last number of decades, this kind of centralization of power has been used in the political system to buy up that power. And now it exercises theoretic total control over us. And that's why the systems with Ickley, etc., need to be busted. That can only be done in your town, using your energy, combining with others to bring this information to the people. Because until Ickley is out of your state, there is no chance for the revival of freedom in your neighborhood. And that's the goal that we all have to set for ourselves, because if we don't, we're going to slide into this world of sustainable development where private property is abolished, where education is designed to create global citizens, and where technology is used to further the ratchet of control be placed upon all human beings.
And you know, it's fascinating that the average individual in the community doesn't know they've been taken over by Ickley. This is a subversive movement, and it is certainly dedicated to doing away with our form of government, to establish a different structure of society where everything is controlled by a bureaucracy. And of course, when you bring these matters up before the city council, and point out that they're an Ickley community, I've heard time and again where the public officials will get up and frankly lie. And they say, "Why, we're not an Ickley town. Oh, why, we've never even heard of Ickley." And yet, of course, they are actually paying money to Ickley. I'm sure you've heard these same stories too, haven't you, Michael?
Well, sure. But there are plenty of people who are elected who know exactly what Ickley is, and that's the purpose of their administrations, is to further the Ickley policy, you know, to bring the global warming limitations into your community, to create a wildlands off-limits landscape within much of the county lands that you live in. So the programs are all over. They're varied. And the individual commitment to these programs vary as well. But the problem in these Ickley cities, I don't know of a single Ickley city where there is one elected official who comes out publicly and exposes to their community the existence and nature of this Ickley membership. Because politicians know that if they stand in front of the globalist train, they will simply be removed from office by those who are higher up in the political food chain than they. And so, unfortunately, it seems that Americans who have found their way to elected office simply go along. They stand back and they let these things happen. They pretend sometimes not to know what's going on, but they wouldn't have to look very hard to be able to find out exactly what it is. And I recommend to any elected officials who might be listening here today that you go to our website, freedomadvocates.org, and look at our pamphlets. Read those pamphlets. Get a broad understanding of how the global to local program operates. And then begin to examine your own town and pull apart the pieces one by one, put them out in front of the public, support those citizens who are working hard to bring this information to average citizens. Become part of the solution to America's problems rather than just another contributor to the globalization of the American dream, which means the full emasculation of that dream, the end of that dream. You know, America is on target today to become the most controlled society in the history of humanity. From a once free society to a totally controlled society, simply because we're sitting back and letting organizations like ICLEI take over our local town. People say, well, this problem's too big, we can't fight it. And I say, no, that's not the case. It is a huge problem. We can't fight it at its international level. We can't fight it even at its national level. And in states like California, you can't fight it on the state level because the state legislature is totally sold out to, and it's why California is sinking so fast, to the whole idea of globalist finance and globalist policy. 178 cities in California are members of ICLEI. You know, California has the most participation in ICLEI. It's also the state with the greatest financial mess. And those two facts are not unrelated. ICLEI is designed to bring us to financial Armageddon so that a new system can be established in America, a system that no American is going to like. So now is the time to take some action, become aware. If you want to find out if your town is an ICLEI city, go to our website, freedomadvocates.org, and look at the ICLEI primer. And in there, there'll be a link to a listing, to ICLEI's own listing, of all of its member cities. And remember, if there is a city near you that is a member of ICLEI, it is having an effect on your city. People from surrounding areas want to join in with citizens in ICLEI contracted cities and bring that information to the attention of the average citizen so that the outrage for this kind of tyrannical, traitorous activity can be brought to full light and expunged from your town, from your state, and eventually from this country.
It is a subversive movement. This is the important thing for people to understand. It is a subversive movement that is, really, of course, it's an international organization. It's illegal for a local community to have contracts with an international organization, but nobody ever talks about it. And the average citizen has never heard of ICLEI because they're not supposed to. You're not going to see this written up in the newspapers. Certainly it'll be a rare news radio station that'll allow this information to get out, and yet, of course, it permeates. I mean, it's all through Colorado. This program is being heard this morning in the Colorado area, and certainly ICLEI has toeholds, we know, in Fort Collins, and certainly they're in Denver, too, aren't they?
Yes, Denver is an ICLEI city. Denver's mayor is one of the sustainable development entourage's rising stars. I know there's a push to see Hickenlooper, I think his name is, as governor. You don't get any more globalist than this man who had a brewery and now is mayor and I think has some sights on becoming governor.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that people know and they start talking about it and they point out the subversive nature of this and they go to the city council and they talk about it. And of course, ordinarily the local newspaper is controlled. It's not going to put the information out, but just keep hammering away. Why are they afraid to talk about ICLEI? Why are they covering up ICLEI? Why are they concealing the existence of this subversive movement intent upon taking away your property and personal rights? Go ahead.
Well, the answer to that, Dr. Stan, I think is pretty simple. You know, if a citizen picks up his Constitution and goes to Article 1, Section 10, you find out that states and their subdivisions, that it is unconstitutional for a state or subdivision to enter into contracts with foreign political entities. We're talking about treason of the highest order. You know, it's Article 1, Section 10 has never been found to be violated in the history of all of America. But then we've never had our local cities contracting with internationalist organizations whose design is to create global governance, whose design is the end of America, whose design is the abrogation of the concepts of freedom. So our founders were wise, saying city governments cannot enter into contracts with foreign operatives designing to change our political philosophy. Think about that. Your city councilmen, your mayors, have signed contracts with an organization designed exactly to do that, an organization that's clear and upfront about its work, its effort to abolish private property. That means the end of family farms. That means the end of family businesses in town. That means a total economic coordination run by the state. You say, well, we're not at that point. And I say, no, but our policies are taking us to that point. And, you know, I said at the start of the show I would describe my own land ownership activities here for a quarter of a century in Santa Cruz, totally frustrated by sustainable policy. And as I look around the country, I see landowners everywhere under similar pressures for exactly the same reasons. And those reasons are the implementation of sustainable policy at the local level, so often driven and guided by this ICLEI organization.
So we'll be back in just a moment. Our telephone number is 1-877-259-5791. Give us a call.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business,
We have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Michael Shaw, and our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And, Michael, before we go on, I want you to get out your website and your means of getting in touch with you.
Well, our website is freedomadvocates.org, simple enough. People interested in this ICLEI discussion should check out on our homepage what we call the ICLEI primer. That will take you back into a substantive discussion on ICLEI with a lot of links that prove out their nefariousness. And I recommend all listeners go to our website, and in particular, if you're there in Colorado with just a host of ICLEI cities all around you, that you go into the ICLEI primer and look at our work entitled Kick ICLEI Out. You can get information on what some cities, including people in Fort Collins and people in Spokane, Washington, are doing to bring the ICLEI contract to the attention of local citizens. And, you know, if you're living in an ICLEI city, and so many of us are, you need to understand the nature of that contract. You need to expose it to your fellow citizens. And you need to get this traitorous monster out of your town. So if you go to Freedom Advocates, you'll get you know, a lot of the tools and information you need to shortcut your study and make yourself ready to be an American warrior defending the concepts of America right in your hometown. Now, what could be a greater calling for any of us than to do what's needed in today's time, which is to defend our local community against the globalist push. Nothing any of us can do about getting the United States out of the United Nations or getting the United States out of the World Bank and the World Trade Organization, but we can keep that policy from infiltrating our local towns. When enough communities have done that, we can win back a state to American policy and get one of all of our states out of this globalist mess that we find every state government to be in. And once we've won back some states, then we can worry about taking back Congress, which is today totally lost to the sustainable onslaught. It's Congressman Paul who told me that every member of Congress supports sustainability. Well, that says a whole lot about the Democrat and the Republican parties. Says a whole lot about their commitment to this world order. And I don't think there's any question that party leadership, both parties, has that in agreement. They come at it from different perspectives, working the opposite sides of this artificial dialectic in order to jostle us to the position where the synthesis of the left and the right dynamic is to bring us down into this world, this one world order, run under the principles of sustainable development, on the guidelines of the United Nations Agenda 21. And without local awareness, this is simply going to happen. It is happening. And it's up to you to join with others who are fighting this. Our enemy, our armies need to grow if we're going to have success. And it's only going to grow when you get involved. One person at a time. And you're the person upon whom the spotlight is on today. Because America is falling, it's falling fast. The consequences, not only for our children and their children, but the consequences for the average baby boomer who expects to live another decade or two, are going to be devastating if we don't grab this by the root, grab it soon, and yank the weed out. We need to get it by its root, which means we need to understand what we're fighting against. Because if we understand what we're fighting against, and we know what we're fighting for, and there's a terrible lack of that in the country right now. educational system is not made most for the average American aware of the unique political circumstance of our country's founding and operation for 200 years. Sure, we've been off the mark. We've certainly been off the mark for the last 100 years with regard to the nature of our monetary system. And I would say that the problems with globalism all begin with this rotten monetary system that leaves us with a dishonest money creation, money literally made out of thin air by globalist banking families and loaned out to our governments, indebting us all, enriching them, concentrating assets into the hands of the debt creators. And this gives them the economic power necessary to exercise political power. And what ICLEI and organizations like that does is it accumulates the political power, puts it right into the hands of the machinery that dominates the economic power, and creates for the average human being a society which increasingly is becoming one where the rulers rule and the rest of us live if they need us.
And of course,
go ahead, Carter.
I was just going to say, you know, the most incredible thing is that the banks create money out of nothing. In other words, all they have to do is have $100 on deposit, and they can lend out $900 or $1,000. Basically, they have a 10-time multiplier. But of course, some of the larger banks can lend out 40 times the deposits. So $1,000 could become $40,000 or $50,000. And you say that's crazy. Well, when you have the ability to create money out of nothing, then you can buy up the politicians, you can buy up the newspapers, you can buy up the corporations, you can certainly control the government, and you can control universities,